Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
J.D. Clowney spoke with the media today, and we've been all over this J.D. Clowney thing. The drama leading into camp, his comments a couple weeks ago before he actually had two breakout games. J.D. Clowney was talking to our own Josh Beard, and he was talking about sacks and the ability to sack the quarterback. And this is what he had to say about sacks and whether or not sacks make you a good player or not.
Just keep winning. Stacking wins. Don't really care. Sacks, wins, you know. That's how I go in this league. The more sacks you get, the better player you are. That's all they say.
All right, so you heard some giggling there, and maybe we'll play it again for context because you got to know what he did. The more sacks you get, then he did the double air quote and smiled, the better player you are. In other words, that's directly talking to the management of the Houston Texans.
I think that's directly talking to anybody that's a critic of him. Yeah. I mean,
I think it's money at the core of this because he hadn't gotten his contract. They have butting heads since before training camp.
That came up in negotiations.
The fact that he didn't get sacks came up in negotiations.
No doubt.
So let's play it again, and I now know the context of what it looked like. He did the double air quote, smiled, and said, the better players get.
Just keep winning. Stacking wins. Don't really care. Sacks, wins, you know. That's how I go in this league. The more sacks you get, the better player you are. That's all they say.
That's all they say. So clearly, in whatever negotiations, and of course, his agent is Buss Cook, who is the same agent that I'm sure he probably still represents him for Brett Favre. We've heard nothing as far from JD's standpoint about publicly saying he's unhappy with his contract, publicly saying that he wants more money, publicly saying
that
he wants a new deal.
Props for that, by
which
the way.
You know what? I'm with you 110% on that. I have been extremely critical of Jadeveon Clowney, no question about it. I will say this much. He has been an absolute professional in how he's handled this part of the negotiation and the whole going into the final year of his contract. I get what he's saying when he says, you know, good players get more sacks.
In other words, you don't think I'm good because I haven't had those sacks.
I haven't had the double-digit sacks that the Aaron Donalds, that the Khalil Macks have had. So, you know, and that's...
That's a shot, man.
That's definitely a shot. And that's definitely his frustration shining through. And I think he's, again, he's had two... To me, he's probably had two of the best back-to-back games he's had in his career so far in year five. Yeah. Again, after what was a very ugly performance in the first two out of three games, and of course, again, the third game he didn't even play, and he still got hit with a penalty for it. This is where, and we said this in I Think I Know I Fear, this is where in a game like Sunday, and somebody actually texted in the show and said, you know, how do you guys seem so confident that this team can win the game on Sunday? Without a Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, this is where you do just enough on offense, but the defense steps up. And Jadeveon's going to have to be a huge part of that.
And he has been a huge part of it the last 2 weeks. He's played very well. I threw this out last week, and it came true in Friday Future Trippin'. I'm not going to do it just yet because I still have about...
A little tougher.
I have about 24 hours and 20 minutes till I have to do this. I think we could be looking at another dream weekend for
another
the Houston Texans.
Storm.
I think we could be looking at, and I think we could be, what is this, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I think we could be three sleeps away, from the Houston Texans being tied for first place in the AFC South.
I'll write this down because
don't mark it yet. I'm going to make my official decision in about 24 hours and 10 minutes.
Well, here's the thing though. Who do you have? Who's the Colts playing?
The Colts don't count anymore. They're
not.
Back
I'm sorry, not the Colts.
Them.
To hell with the Colts. Who's Tennessee playing?
They're playing at Baltimore. Or they're playing against Baltimore. They're hosting Baltimore, but they're a 3-point underdog.
Okay, I can see them losing that game. I just don't see Dallas beating Jacksonville.
See, and I'm with you on that. It doesn't make a lot of sense for it to happen, But just based on what we've seen from Jacksonville at certain points this year, and based on the fact that the reason Jason Garrett has been able to hang around 8-8 and hang around is because just when you think he's dead, the Cowboys go out there and they win a game that they have no business doing. It's just so Cowboys to do this seesaw where Jason Garrett's right now favorited to be the first coach fired during the regular season. The Cowboys are only a 3-point underdog against this Jacksonville team. And if we know one thing about the Cowboys, the one thing we do know is their defense is not that bad. Their defense is actually
pretty good.
And
I don't think their secondary is as bad as everybody made it out to be.
It's really not. And they're young. Although a lot of those guys are second-year guys. If you can make Blake Bortles look bad, the Jacksonville has not scored a lot of points this year. I'm not going to predict it yet. I'm gonna sleep on it. But I could really see a scenario where we come in, Texans beat the Bills, Cowboys beat the Jaguars, Titans... You can book that. They're going to lose to the Ravens. You can go ahead and write this one down. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens. I think we could come in here with the Jacksonville Jaguars being on the schedule next and the Houston Texans being tied for first place 6 games into the season, which seemed damn near impossible 3 weeks into
the
season.
Well, it certainly is possible, and I don't know if it's probable. Tennessee plays pretty good defense as well, and they're at home against Baltimore. So that's not a gimme for the Ravens. And they're
such a streaky team.
They're a streaky team. And the Cowboys, as much as they live with controversy and attention and, you know, people calling for the coach's head. But even for the Cowboys, this is more than ever, for Jason Garrett to be finally booted out. So he's feeling it as well. I don't feel quite as comfortable with your perfect storm as I did last week.
I don't yet either, but I'll let you know in 24 hours and 10 minutes. And if I do it right now, I'm leaning towards no. But I could easily see the Cowboys winning this game. There's a lot of drama there.
No, I agree.
The receivers calling everyone out.
And again, after watching Jacksonville last week against I'll put it to you like this. The Dallas defense is every bit as good as the Chiefs defense. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, obviously, the offenses are night and day different. But, you know, that can be another ugly game. That could be another ugly game where both defenses. I mean, I could see this being another 16-13, 19-16 type of game. Mm-hmm. And when it all comes down. So I think it could be very similar. The game, the Dallas Jayville game could be very similar to what we saw from Dallas and Houston this past week. And I'm with you, Landry. This is what Dallas does. Right when you think they're dead, they come out of nowhere. Is that game on Fox or CBS? Do we know yet?
CBS.
See, if it was on Fox, I'd give Dallas.
Really? Network?
So it's gonna be it's actually gonna be a fun time for Texans fans this weekend because you're gonna have the Texans on CBS and then it's gonna be followed by the Cowboys Jacksonville. So
who's calling
just
that
sit
game?
On your couch? I don't know.
It's gotta be Jim Nantz.
It's gotta be Romo.
Right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be Romo.
They always try to get Romo in town as much as they can.
Yeah,
it's 3:25. It's the game of the week. So it is gonna be Romo. And then who, by the way, Romo? You're doing a damn good job. I don't know if Witten's gonna make it past a year.
I think they're going to
He's awful. He's awful. He's awful.
I wouldn't say awful.
For the spot he has, he's awful. He might not be ready.
Okay, for the spot he has, yes.
He's bad.
But I think he's got potential.
See, I don't think you can fire him after 1 year.
Well, what if, let's say,
he's never done it. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. He's never done it before.
Neither had Romo.
Romo. But I feel like listen, you guys have been in this business long enough to know. You either have it or you don't. Mm-hmm. All right, Tony Romo clearly has it. All right,
and nobody saw that coming.
See, I don't know.
Well, he was a good interview, but you didn't see this coming.
He was always a good interview. I mean,
sometimes there were times where he was really bad.
But you could. But here's the thing: every guy's like that. All right, I mean,
and I always go back to Sterling Sharp. He did no interviews as a player, and now he's outstanding.
Wait, you talking about Sterling or Shannon?
Sterling.
Okay, when's the last time you saw Sterling Sharp on TV?
Yeah, you always mention him. I don't feel like he's been on TV in two decades.
I always say Sterling. You're right. It's Shannon. He didn't do as many. Sterling did. That's not a race car. That's a slip of the tongue.
Because they're brothers. They look alike.
It's a slip of the tongue. Well, they are brothers.
They look nothing alike.
They don't.
They are brothers. More opposite.
Literally and figuratively.
So my point is you just don't know how it's going to turn out once they're on television.
Shannon
Wait,
Sharp
all this
good,
time
though.
You've been saying Sterling Sharp, you've been talking about Shannon?
Yes.
Shannon Sharp did interviews as a player?
No. Sterling did none. Shannon Sharp did very few.
So you're not even talking about you're mixing up their interview philosophy and their broadcasting.
Slightly
He's
only.
All over the place.
Slightly.
Yes, slightly.
Shannon Sharp had multiple sound bites. He was the go-to.
He was not the go-to.
What?
Shannon
you
Sharp
remember
was
him
not?
Talking about Ray Buchanan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely, Shannon Sharpe was definitely the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Lopez, good Lord. Man, this guy. I always thought you just loved Sterling Sharpe that much.
No, no, I don't like Sterling Sharpe.
But you like Shannon.
No, I'm saying my point is that they didn't do any. What happens as an interviewer, an interviewee in football or sports, doesn't mean you're not going to be a good broadcaster, or you're going to be a good broadcaster. Doesn't matter.
Fair point.
Yeah,
fair point.
No, Witten. I think it's still too early to tell on our boy Jason Witten.
Mm-hmm. Here is the shy Shannon Sharpe.
I heard the interview.
The shy Shannon Sharpe before the Super Bowl talking about Falcons cornerback Ray Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
He says the bad things about me. What do you say?
Look like a horse.
Oh, now I know he ain't talking with them big teeth in his mouth.
Yeah.
The only thing hiding that y'all can't see sometimes.
This is Buchanan.
When he got the helmet on the field. When he got the helmet on the field, I'm telling you, you can't really see how bad that guy looks.
I've never called anybody ugly. Do I think people are ugly? Yeah, I think he's ugly. But I never said that. Just did.
I've heard the interview. It's good.
He started it.
Shannon think he's pretty. He think he's pretty in the face. He might have a body, though. Everybody look at his body and be like, ooh, Shannon. But I'm telling you what, man, if you got a grill like that, man, total reconstruction.
I'm not going to get into a peeing contest with a skunk. You'll lose every time. But I will say this. On Sunday, he get an opportunity to back up what he said. Is he my friend? No. Did I ever view him as a friend? No. Did I ever view him as an acquaintance? No. Do I like him? No. If I see him in a snowstorm, his truck is broke down, mine is going perfectly. Would I pick him up? No.
Where did that come from?
Don't get into a peeing contest with a skunk.
I like that.
That is the best.
Lopez.
Dude, I heard that interview. I don't know what you say. And Sterling Sharpe is still on TV, too.
Where?
He's on the NFL Network, isn't he?
Was he on Versus? Is he on the Versus?
He hasn't been on the NFL Network. Oh, no.
Let me see.
Hey. Nothing to say. He ain't been there. Hell, half of them are kicked off anyway.
Oh, that's Maurice Jones-Drew. My bad.
Now, that's a race card for you.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, that's Nate Burleson. My bad.
Whoops. That's another black wide receiver. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Oh, Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin. My bad.
Oh, it's Reggie Wayne. Never mind.
Reggie Wayne. No, it wasn't.
I mean, they cleared out half the NFL Network because they're all being, you know, charged with sexually assaulting the makeup gal.
Hold on. It says here. Let me see where he is.
Hold on, he's on Versus.
That's not Sterling Sharpe.
That's not even around anymore. Sterling Sharpe has not been on TV since. I don't think he's been on TV since ESPN. That's how long it's been.
No. Hold
on. When him and Berman and TJ.
It still
were
says
doing
NFL
it.
Network, but that's probably old. It's on his wiki page anyway.
Well, yeah, and if I went to your wiki page, it'd probably say you were at the Chronicle at one point.
I refuse to do a wiki page for myself. I think that's like so many people do that.
You should.
No way.
But all I'm saying is that if you had one, it would still say you worked at the Chronicle at some point.
Well, it wouldn't be. Is an analyst for the NFL Network.
He ain't been. That shows you how much they care about Sterling Sharpe's wiki page.
No, that's true.
Because ain't nobody updated. Yeah, go down to the bottom of the page where it says last time it was updated.
Let's see. Last time it was updated, 1985. No,
yeah,
just kidding.
Exactly. The time the website was started. On the original additions to Wikipedia, Sterling Sharpe's page.
Wait a minute. That's an actual encyclopedia.
That's exactly right.
It's an encyclopedia.
That's exactly what that is. All right. Coming up next, final segment of the program, we will get you ready for the rest of your afternoon. We'll talk to Sean T. Pendergast. He's got his boy Clint Sterner in the house. They are out at a Twin Peaks. Which one? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.